Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
It's good to see you. We're into October. The year is passing. Time moves on, and we ought ever to be conscious of that. The Bible says time is short. I know when I was your age, I didn't think that. I thought time was very long, especially the time in school. But believe me, the Bible's right. Time passes very quickly. I look down on you, and I remember when you were in the front row, and you were only about that height. But now, you've sprouted. Time. It moves on, and it brings changes. Well, we're turning to Psalm number 2. Psalm number 2, continuing the study there. We're looking at verses 4 to 6 in our study today. Verses 4 to 6. Now, in the verse 1, 2, and 3, we had the anger of wicked men directed at the Lord. Directed at the Lord. That shows how silly men are. That they think for a moment they can fight God. They think they can fight God. Overcome God. Get the victory over him. That's how silly men are. But we're going to see God's reaction to man's wickedness in these verses 4, 5, and 6. We're going to read them. That's the first thing we do. Let's turn to verse 4 then. It reads, "He that sitteth in the heavens." Now that's a wonderful title for God. In the Bible, God is referred to by many, many titles, all of which, if I might put it like this, paint a picture of God. And here's one. All this storming by men, verses 1, 2, and 3, raging, shaking their fist at God. And what does it say about him? He that sitteth. He's not in the least concerned, upset by what men are doing. Hasn't disturbed God, what men are doing. Because what men are doing is no more than the batting of the wings of a fly. Doesn't create much by way of disturbance. So it is with man. And God just is sitting in the heavens. And he shall laugh. Do you ever think of God laughing? Here he is. He's laughing. And what has made him laugh are the silly, foolish antics of rebellious sinners. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. That means that he looks at them in distaste, saying, as it were, silly men, who do they think they are? That's what God is thinking, what he's doing in the face of man's rebellion. Then, doesn't stop with him laughing. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. For all the uproar on earth, God says, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I'm going to accomplish my will and purpose. You'll not stop me. Now for the Christian, that's something that's worthwhile thinking about. We look out on the earth, look out on the world, and men are raging against God, and it can be overwhelming for us. We can say, is God's cause going to continue, or is it going to be wiped out? But when you look at these verses, you realize, no, it's not. God's purpose, his plan, to the last letter, will be fulfilled, boys and girls. And that fills us with confidence. The outcome is not what men think it will be, but it will be what God says it will be. His plan will be fulfilled. Now these verses, 4, 5, and 6, present to us the view of God's reaction to man's evil schemes. It's a most unusual reaction. Most unusual reaction. Let me say this from history. When Hitler invaded Poland in 1939, Poland didn't laugh. France didn't laugh. The United Kingdom didn't laugh. It was a most serious development for them. World War II had begun. But in reaction to man's attempt to overthrow God, he didn't see it as a serious matter. He laughs. Because he knows it'll all come to nothing. Nothing. It's a most unusual reaction then. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. I want to stress something to you at the very beginning, and that is this. God does react to man's sin. Many people think, you know, ah, God doesn't care. Doesn't matter what I do, God doesn't care. No, but you're wrong. You're wrong. There's a little verse in Ecclesiastes, which is a book that follows the Psalms. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, we read these words. Verse 11 of chapter 8. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Well, what does that mean? Well, very simply. Because God doesn't judge sin right away, men think, ah, there's going to be no judgment. So we'll just continue in sin. But that's wrong. That's wrong. Because God, in his mercy, doesn't strike down the sinner right away, the sinner thinks, oh, God's not going to do anything. No. That was an act of mercy on God's part, to hold back his judgment. And men, as ever, misuse the mercy of God, and they continue on in their sin. We sang from the paraphrases from the book of Job. Well, there's a verse in Job that I would like very much to quote. And it's this, Job chapter 36 and verse 18. Now that's an easy reference, 36 and half of it, 18. And it says, because there is wrath, beware, lest he take thee away with his stroke, then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. God could take the sinner away like that, with his stroke, with his striking of the sinner down. I think it's fair to say he rarely does that. But in love and mercy, he spares the sinner and gives him opportunity to repent. But sometimes he does cut down the sinner to let everybody know that what is stated here in Job is true. No, God has a reaction, boys and girls, to sin. He doesn't ignore it. Though we may not see his reaction, that doesn't mean he hasn't noted what has been done. Here, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Those on earth who are in rebellion don't see God laughing. They don't see God's reaction. If they did see his reaction, then maybe they'd change their minds. His reaction is shown to us here, but nobody pays any attention to this. The sinner takes no heed to the fact that God laughs at his actions, at his rebellion. Because if the sinner did take note, then he would recognize that his defiance of God, in God's eyes, is a laughable thing. It's a laughable thing. It doesn't amount to anything. It'll never accomplish anything. God's not troubled by man's sin. He's sitting laughing. That's the very opposite to anxiety and concern and worry. Man's sin, no matter what he does here on earth or how many are engaged in this rebellion against God, it doesn't disturb the quietness, the tranquility, the peace of heaven. You ever bear that in mind, young Christian? And don't get too alarmed at the wickedness of man. How foolish it is to defy God, and the foolishness of it all is seen in that God laughs. As many as an adult, I've looked at a little toddler trying to do something that is beyond its strength. Maybe trying to lift something, and it just hasn't the strength to do it. And the adult looks at the struggle that's going on, and they laugh. They laugh. Well, here we have a similar situation. God's laughing at the folly of man. Only in the case of the adult looking at the little one struggling, it's a kindly, loving, tender laugh. But the laugh of God denotes the fact that he looks upon the sinner in his rebellion and considers him a shame and a disgrace. In 2 Chronicles chapter 32 in the verse 21, we read the end of the life of a man who was most notorious in his rebellion against God and the people of God. His name was Sennacherib, king of Assyria. And he had stood and declared what he was going to do. And he said, it doesn't matter if you're trusting in the Lord to help you. He'll not be able to help you against me. And I have no doubt God laughed in heaven on that day. Well, as I say in 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and the verse 21, you see the end of that man, where he's brought down and put to death in a most shameful way by his own son. Put to shame by God. Even at this present time, if you boys in particular, maybe, though not exclusively, have followed the news, you know there's a war between Russia and Ukraine. Russia most wickedly, deceitfully, invaded Ukraine after, right up to the moment of invasion, telling the world, oh no, we're not going to invade. Liars. Liars. Deceivers. Well, they did invade. And almost since the day of their invasion, they have been receiving a hammering from the much, much, much smaller Ukrainian army. And at this present time, the Ukrainian army is advancing and recapturing the ground that was lost at the beginning of the invasion. And every day, it seems, I look in the press reports, and there's the most shameful, embarrassing events taking place. And Russia's mocked throughout the world at what Ukraine is doing. Russian soldiers running away, dropping everything, leaving all their equipment behind, running away, full of fear. There are tens of thousands of Russian men at this moment trying to get out of Russia, get into a neighbouring country. Why? Because Putin, the leader of the Russians, has issued a call to all men of a certain age. You've got to join the army. You've got to become a soldier and go to Ukraine and fight. But the menfolk are running away to get away. They don't want to fight because they see the Russian army getting hammered. There's a picture I was looking at of a man helping his friend who was due to be enrolled in the army. Helping his friend to avoid that. And do you know how he was helping him? He had a big sledgehammer in his arm. And they put the man's arm down. And he whacked his arm with a sledgehammer and broke his arm. Having his arm broken, he couldn't be a soldier. So he was escaping in this very painful fashion. Enrollment in the Russian army. That's the spirit that is in Russia at this present time. They're put to shame. And that's what God does. And how God looks upon those who defy him. Shameful end. So God's laughing. Then it says something else, as I've already indicated to you. He holds them in derision. He mocks them. He mocks them. But it doesn't end there. There's three things we're told. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak. So the laughter of God was not the end of the matter. Holding them in derision was not the end of the matter. God spoke. It says, then shall he speak unto them in his wrath. He's going to announce words of wrath against these wicked ones. Words of wrath. Laughable and all as the rebellion of man is, it'll bring God's wrath upon them. We might say, to use an expression that's common amongst us, man's sin is not a laughing matter. God may laugh because it is so pathetic, but it's not a laughing matter as far as men are concerned, because it's going to bring God's wrath. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath. And it doesn't end there. For it says, then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them. Put forth his wrath, put forth his power, and vex them in his sore displeasure. The word vex there means to trouble. He's going to trouble them. They're trying to make trouble for God. I'm failing. It doesn't trouble God. But God will trouble them. Oh, boys and girls, I'm trying to stress before you the fact that you can't succeed by sinning against God. You won't win. It will bring God's wrath on you. It'll bring God's wrath on you. He speaks unto them in his wrath. And I'm going to close with quoting some verses from the Bible. that deals with this matter. And I want you to listen as I read these words. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain, fearful, looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. That's Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26, 27, and 31. Here's another quotation. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burning? Isaiah 33, verse 14. That's what's coming on the sinner. Everlasting burning. Hebrews chapter 12 and the verse 29 says, our God is a consuming fire. That's the side of God the sinner will meet. Psalm 50, verse 22. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. That's the action of a lion. Just reading how that some rebels in Africa, in one of the countries of Africa, had gone into the wilder parts of their country to hide away from the army, and they were devoured by lions, torn in pieces. And that's the phrase God uses. Lest I tear you in pieces. The Lord Jesus is a lamb for sinners who repent, but he's a lion against those who rebel. Psalm 76, the verse 7 says, thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Don't anger God. You'll not stand. And sin angers God. Psalm 90, verse 11, who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. God in love and mercy has put many, 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 many such words in the Bible to tell us that sin will bring us judgment, and his judgment is most terrible. And he directs us to repent of our sins, come to Christ, and receive him as our Savior. Have you done that? Have you sought out the hiding place that God has prepared and provided for poor sinners, even the Lord Jesus? The Savior said famously, how oft, he says, would I have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. That's not quite as familiar a sight to you boys and girls as it was to me. When I was your age, I saw that happening virtually every day. The hens we had. There was a mother hen with her little flock of chicks, and they were all out pecking and scratching and whatnot, and then mother hen would get alarmed. Maybe she spotted a hawk, and a hawk would swoop down and snatch away a chick. And suddenly, mother hen started to speak differently. Before that, she'd been clucking away in such a fashion as to indicate, here, look what I found. Come you and enjoy these things. And she was calling the little chicks to come and feed where she was feeding, but then she changed her voice, and she gave a different sound, and the chicks knew what that meant, and they raced to her and in and under her wings. I used to love to watch, because it wasn't too long when they disappeared. They disappeared under her wings. A wee head would pop out through the feathers, look all around it, and back in again. And that's what the Lord Jesus saw. And he said, that's the way I gather sinners to myself. Tell me, are you under the wings of God? It is said of Ruth that she had sought safety under the wings of God. I hope you're safe today. Let's bow in prayer. Lord, write your word on all of our hearts. And may we rejoice in the kindness that is found in Jesus Christ. And may we take heed, Lord Jesus, help us to take heed to the wrath that sin will bring upon the head of the guilty. Bless the school today and answer every prayer for it and its activities. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.